In 1921, when Stefan Hirsch painted this view of Lower Manhattan, New York's streets were quickly becoming an extraordinary new landscape of towering buildings and canyon-like streets. Hirsch, recently arrived from Europe, felt ambivalent about this huge modern city. The boats imply a human presence, but the lack of figures increases the feeling of alienation. And yet, as Duncan Phillips noted, there was a kind of beauty to the painting, especially if we look closely at the buildings. To the left, you'll see a smaller painting of figures moving across a pathway, one on a donkey. It's by James LaSane Wells, the first Black American artist whose work was collected by Duncan Phillips. Raised in Georgia, Wells moved to New York to study at Columbia and became a leading light of the Harlem Renaissance in the 1920s and 30s. The son of a Baptist minister, Wells' work often referenced Christian themes. This painting is titled Journey to the Holy Land.